Part 2. King of the Cowboys. Pecos Bill and Tall Tom traveled under the hot sun. It was a long journey. When they arrived at the mountains, it was evening. Pecos Bill said,
"Oh, I'm tired. Let's sit down and rest."
"That's a good idea," said Tall Tom. "My horse is tired and thirsty."
He gave his horse some water to drink. Pecos Bill and Tall Tom sat down under a big tree. There was a blackbird in the tree. It sang a happy song. Pecos Bill knew the language of the animals, so he spoke to the blackbird. They had a long conversation. Pecos Bill and Tall Tom ate some biscuits and drank some water. Pecos Bill gave the blackbird some of his biscuit. Tall Tom sang a western song.
"But remember the Red River Valley and the one that has loved you so true."
Pecos Bill liked it and asked,
"What's the name of the song?"
"It's called Red River Valley. Many cowboys in Texas sing it," said Tall Tom.
Tall Tom made a fire, and they talked about a cowboy's life. They looked at the stars in the night sky. Then they fell asleep. Early the next morning, they began their journey to the ranch. After 2 days, they finally arrived at the cattle ranch. The other cowboys were happy to meet Pecos Bill.
Welcome to Longhorn Ranch,
said the cowboys. The ranch was very big. There were longhorn cattle everywhere. They ate grass and drank water at the river. Pecos Bill saw the cowboys on their horses. Every cowboy had a long rope in his hands.
"I want to be a cowboy,"
Pecos Bill said to Tall Tom.
"What must I do?"
"First, you must find a horse. Second, you must have a rope. Then, we must take all the cattle to the Red River Valley. We must sell the cattle there. The Red River Valley is far away, and it is a long, difficult journey."
Pecos Bill looked around. He saw a black horse near a cactus. No one wanted to ride that horse. He went to the horse and talked to it in animal language. The horse didn't answer. Pecos Bill got on the horse. He tried to ride it. After a few moments, the black horse bucked him off. Pecos Bill tried again. The black horse bucked him off again.
"You're a bucking bronco. That's your new name, Bucking Bronco,"
said Pecos Bill to the horse. Bucking Bronco bucked Pecos Bill off for 3 days. He did not want a master. Pecos Bill was strong and determined. He wasn't afraid of Bucking Bronco. He wasn't afraid of anything. Bucking Bronco was a beautiful horse, but he was very wild. On the fourth day, Bucking Bronco stopped bucking. He understood that Pecos Bill was a special cowboy. Pecos Bill was very strong. Bucking Bronco knew that Pecos Bill was his new master. Pecos Bill and Bucking Bronco became good friends. Together they roped the cattle of Texas. Together they took cattle from Texas to other states. Pecos Bill became a famous cowboy. He was the best cowboy at the rodeos. Everyone knew him and liked him. He became the king of the cowboys of Texas. After a few years, Pecos Bill met a beautiful woman called Sue. She was very friendly. Her home was near the Rio Grande River. Pecos Bill loved her, and she loved him. One sunny day in April, they got married. Everyone at the Longhorn Ranch celebrated the wedding. There was an exciting rodeo. There was music, dancing, and a lot of good food. Soup Sam, the friendly cook, organized a pie-eating competition. Tall Tom's favorite food was apple pie, but he did not win the competition. His friend Big Bob won the pie-eating competition. Big Bob ate 88 apple pies. Pecos Bill and Sue were very happy at the Longhorn Ranch. Pecos Bill never forgot his friends, the coyotes, and he never forgot the language of the animals.